Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, Follow Me.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, Follow me. And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? He heard this and said, Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. We do not have to go far into today's passage to learn from our teacher, Jesus. Just the first words in the first sentence teach us. As Jesus passed by. But he does not exactly pass by. He teaches us about sight, about the secret beauty of each person. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man, absolutely present to the moment. Though passing by, Jesus is completely mindful of the present, and in the present sees a human person, a man, a human being like himself. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew. Jesus sees a person who is an individual, unique, Matthew, not nameless, faceless, one of many. Rather, he sees Matthew. The shape of his face, the height of his cheekbones, the slope of his nose and the curve of his chin. As he sees Matthew, he sees the color of his eyes and the hue of his skin and the size of his hands. Surely, this in itself is enough good news for today. With eyes that see Matthew as a person, Jesus remains interested, curious, inviting, wanting to know more. Our teacher demonstrates that seeing through eyes with such vision is genuine sight. Might it be enough for us to follow him with such a simple practice? Seeing, really seeing who is right in front of us? However, you may be thinking that's not the end of the first sentence. Get the whole picture. Okay. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. Thank you for pointing that out. Yes, look where Matthew is sitting. And our teacher Jesus' lesson remains. He saw a man named Matthew. Then he saw where he was sitting. We do not hear, as Jesus passed by the custom post, he saw the tax collector, a man named Matthew. But this is what the Pharisee saw. Righteousness can blind us that way. Mercy does not. The Pharisees knew Matthew's story. They knew the story of everyone gathered around that table. Oh, the scandal of it all. Righteousness will do that. It will convince us there's no more to the story. Convince us that possibilities are no longer alive in this group, in this person. Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? Don't you want to answer? It seems obvious, Pharisees, because Jesus, our teacher, remains interested, curious, inviting, wanting to know more at Matthew's table. Our teacher continues the lesson we are following him to learn. He sits at the table with Matthew and Matthew's family and friends. He eats their bread and drinks their wine, listening to their stories, their concerns, their joys, their regrets, hopes, their laughter, and their wondering. Or, to use Thomas Merton's words, Jesus sees the secret beauty of their hearts, the depths where neither sin nor desire nor self-knowledge can reach, the core of their reality, the person that each one is in God's eyes. Seated at Matthew's table, Jesus teaches us the immense joy of being human, of sharing in the life of all creation in which God himself became incarnate. This is not so obvious to righteousness, for righteousness must exclude. Righteousness is always either or. But Jesus is God incarnate. 100% God, 100% human, 100% both and. This is why we must learn the meaning of mercy, trumping sacrifice, so that our righteousness, our either-or insistence will not become scales over the eyes of our hearts. By learning this meaning, perhaps, as we are passing by this day, we will see the woman, the man, the child, the shape of her face, the slant of his nose, the height of the cheekbones, the curve of the chin, becoming curious, leaving room for more than one story, and believing in the secret beauty of each heart where neither sin nor desire, nor self-knowledge can reach, hoping to be invited to take a seat at their table.